This is a Niche Radio podcast. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome back, world, to the coolest podcast ever. Today's another Motivational Monday. My name is Billy. And on today's episode, I'll be talking about a very sensitive subject, which is the hashtag that's been going around, hashtag save our children. I'll also be telling you guys about a woman named Elizabeth Smart. She's a woman who's got an incredible story. Her story is a nightmare that came true. It's hard to even imagine what she went through. Stay tuned for more and get ready for a lot of interesting conversation. Okay, so I'm going to start off by talking about the hashtag that's been going around. I've seen it a lot on Facebook with Save Our Children. And it's really scary, man, the world that we're living in. The fact that we have people that are like snatching children. We have people raping children. We have people doing all kinds of weird things to children. And it's so scary for me because I'm an uncle. I have a niece who's 4 years old. And I remember having this conversation with my sister. I was telling her that, yo, dude, I keep seeing these clips online of kids getting snatched or whatever's going on. And like, it makes me think about peace and it makes me worry about her. And her and I had this in-depth conversation about how she does her best to protect my niece from the world, you know, and also how people in the world are really, really messed up in the sense that people take the vulnerability of kids and they prey upon that. It's pretty sad also because the amount of pedophilia that's raising beyond the roof, like it's just blowing out of proportion now. And the biggest misconception ever is the fact that pedophiles are only men. I think that's a misconception that society has to straighten out and make it clear. Because yes, of course, you might argue that most pedophiles and most predators are men, but you do get some female pedophiles, and I've seen quite a number of incidences online where I'm disturbed. Like, I recently saw one of a 18-year-old girl who apparently slept with a 12-year-old boy and gave that little boy herpes or something like that. So imagine how twisted that is. Just to think about it, that like that little boy now has an STD at such a young age. And I also heard a story of a baby who was raped by a man, like a 3-month-old baby. It was actually my sister who told me the story about a 3-month-old baby that was raped by a man. And what this man then went on to go do, he went on to go kill someone else so that he doesn't go to jail for rape, but rather for murder. And it's stories like those that you come across that send chills up your spine, that make you wonder what kind of world that we're living in. You know, if a person is willing to rape a 3-month-old baby, that's sick, that's twisted, that's something wrong with society. I don't know how to solve the problem of pedophiles and child trafficking and all of that, but I think the best thing we can do as a society, we start with the parents. Parents, look after your children, keep an eye on your children, don't let your children wander around. Also, teach your children not to talk to strangers or entertain strangers. Teach your children not to put themselves in harm. And also, as people who are within the society, we gotta keep our eyes out for children. If you see a child walking out around unsupervised, you know, check up on the child, make sure that the child is not lost. We have to be more aware of our children and we have to protect our children, because we can't have a generation of people that were abused or mistreated as children. That's gonna ruin our society as a whole, you know. And that's what I'm scared of, the fact that so many people are a victim of abuse. That's what causes the world to be such a dark place, because if this person was a victim, they're probably gonna go make someone else a victim. And I was watching something and the statistics were 1 in every 4 females is a victim of some sort of abuse, and 1 in every 6 males is also a victim of some sort of abuse. And that's really scary. I wish those numbers were lower. In fact, I wish we didn't have such incidences in society, but we do. And the fact that we do means that we have to address it. We have to find ways to tackle this. And I feel like our government doesn't do much, you know. Like, I don't hear of any sort of rallies or any sort of movements that stand against such things. You know, it's always the same thing. It's always the budget speech. It's always things about financial things, but they're never ever actually talking about social issues that harm the people, like social issues that harm people within the community and within the country. But then I also feel like we can't put everything on our government. We as people also have to make a stand. And if you know that someone is doing some shady things, if you know that someone is involved in trafficking of human beings or whatever, don't keep quiet. Be a whistleblower. Be the first person to point the finger and like raise your voice. Also, our police services have to learn how to comply and how to deal with victims or how to deal with people who are coming forward with cases, because I feel like a lot of the times our police officers at the police stations don't take such things seriously, and people who come forward are often ridiculed, and that's what then causes people not to come forward and speak up. With that said, I'm gonna move on to the next segment of this podcast, and I'm going to be telling you guys about Elizabeth Smart. Elizabeth Smart is a very strong woman. Her story goes something like, when she was 14 years old, a man broke into her parents' home, came into her room and abducted her and took her to some bush, which wasn't really too far from her house where her parents lived. It was like a few miles, maybe it was like within 5 kilometers, but because of the area they lived and like it was like mountainous and there was like a lot of nature that surrounded that area, the captor was able to hide her there, and she was a captor for 9 months. Within this 9 months, she was raped, abused, she was chained. It wasn't easy, guys. Like I said in the beginning, it was a nightmare that came true. And I found out about this woman when I was just randomly one day I was on Facebook, you know, and then I saw her story. I just gravitated towards her. What I loved most about this woman was the fact that she's not a victim, you know, she's a victor. It took her about 10 years to open up publicly about what happened to her in detail when she was abducted. And even when she does talk about it, you can tell that sometimes she gets a bit emotional, but she doesn't let the emotion overcome her. She's gone on to become a motivational speaker. She's gone on to become an author. She's gone on to become a phenomenal woman. What she's trying to teach people is trying to teach people how not to be victims. She's trying to teach people that, yes, if something like that does happen to you, whether you were kidnapped, raped or whatever, you shouldn't let that define you. You shouldn't let that hold you back. And I really, really admire what she stands for because of the kind of world we're living in, where a lot and lot more people are becoming victims and a lot of people don't speak out about their abuse. And she's encouraging people not to remain victims forever. That's very beautiful for me because it's easy for a person like that to be bitter. It's easy for a person like that to have so much hate and for their lives to spiral downwards because of what happened to her. It was out of her control. She was only 14 years old, but still she managed to not be a bitter person. She found the strength to comply. She found the strength to outsmart her captors, because what had happened was the guy who actually kidnapped her was a guy who her parents had helped by giving him a peace job or a part-time job in their house. So this guy knew the house, or that's why he was able to break in, and that's why he was able to navigate the house. So it was like, when I was watching that thing, I was kind of heartbroken because the guy who kidnapped Elizabeth Smart, he basically used Elizabeth Smart's parents' goodness against them, because they did the good thing. They helped him out with money, they gave him a job, and then he came back and did something like that. For me, it was also a lesson on be careful on who you help, be careful on who you trust, because it's not everybody who's asking for help who's actually looking for help. Some people have ulterior motives, some people have hidden intentions that you don't know about, and you have genuine intentions as a person. You're trying to help this person for real, but then they come back, they bite the hand that's feeding them. So also, guys, be very careful out there when you're offering help to people, when you're letting people come into your homes, when you're just interacting with people and you're opening up to people. You never know what this person is after. I feel like only after a person has proven themselves to you should you like let this person into your life. And with that said, people, I'd like to thank you very much for listening to the podcast. This week's episode was very short, only because I was trying to get straight to the point. I was trying to get my points across to everybody that with things like save our children, hashtag save our children, with things like Elizabeth Smart, I just keep seeing all of these weird dark things that just are happening in the world, and it sends chills down my spine, because I'm gonna raise children one day in this world. I'm gonna have to have my niece grow up in this world, and I can't be there all the time to protect her. I don't want my niece to be an Elizabeth Smart. I don't want my niece to be a victim of anything, and I don't want anybody else's child to be a victim of anything, you know. I'd like for everybody to be safe. I'd like for everybody to feel like they're living in a paradise. You know, I'd like everybody to feel like Earth is a paradise. And I know it's not always easy. There are ups and there are downs. But I feel like there's some things that are unnecessary within society. Things like kidnapping, things like pedophiles, things like, oh gosh, that just disgusts me. Like, they're not necessary. And these are just purely evil people who sometimes get more shine than the good people who are doing good out there. Thank you very much for listening to me, guys. I love you very much. My name is Billy. You can find me on social media, @RenownBilly, on Twitter and Instagram. I hope you guys will tune in again next week. I love you. Bye.
For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.